met with both quarterbacks afterwards. I told them what I'm looking for is I'm looking for someone that's going to lead this offense. So I'm not happy with the performance today. I'm not going to sit here and BS anyone. I mean, everyone saw it out there. Whatever you want to call it, I'm still trying to evaluate who the best person is at that position. I told that to both quarterbacks to lead the offense. But I also said this. I wasn't able to speak to the team after I spoke to both quarterbacks, but I just want to make sure everyone understands that if you can do this at the quarterback position, you know, all the other positions are very easy to do. So when I sit up here and I talk about earning the right to play, that's what we're doing. We're trying to earn the right to play. So, you know, we're going to figure this thing out. I know I'm probably going to get a lot of questions during the week, timetables, who, how so-and-so. I'm just going to wait, evaluate it, see who the best person is for that job, as well as some other jobs out there.
If whoever starts Carolina next week, is that your week one starter?
No, I'm not going to put myself in that hole.
Is it possible?
I'm not going to be backed up for that.
Is it possible that your starter's not on the roster?
I need someone to lead this offense. I'm not going to sit here and again, I don't work with the outside the roster stuff. So for me, I can't answer that question. I work with what we have.
How early tonight did you know things were not good on the offense or defense?
Well, I think, you know, it's not something that you want to make a quick decision on. I think, you know, I was thinking about it, you know, quite a bit after they were both done playing.
Chad gained on Blake in training camp?
I don't know. I'm going to see. I think he deserves that opportunity. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say how much ground he gained anything. I'm truly just, it's this simple. I'm not going to try to make this thing complicated. I'm looking for the best person to lead our offense.
And Braden Allen's not in consideration for that role?
Well, I think you got to take into consideration, you know, again, is he in consideration? Yeah. If he's the best guy, sure, no problem. I don't have an issue with that.
Do you have an idea of what you'll do during practice this week from a rep standpoint to
haven't gotten that evaluation? Haven't gotten there yet.
How much has this been building with Blake over the last couple of weeks?
It's not been building for me personally. It's just been, you know, I was waiting to see the performance. I'm just watching to see how this offense goes, and I'm just looking for someone to lead the offense, and you know, I'm looking to see who the other 10 players are going to be around.
What's been Blake's biggest issue in not being able to lead the offense?
Well, I really can't comment on that. It's just a matter of the production. It's not the production we want, okay? And I'm not saying that Chad has it or not. I mean, it's right up there for grabs, and either person can take it. But it's up there, and we'll take a look at it. And at the end of the day, we'll make the best decision. Again, who's the best person? It's very simple. Who's the best person to put in that position to lead the offense?
Is it time to give Jason Myers competition?
I was disappointed, obviously. I think that's something that we'll talk about. But, you know, again, I haven't spoken to him. So I don't like coming up here because I dealt with the quarterback. So I really don't like coming up here and talking about situations like that without talking to the players. I just don't think that's fair. I wouldn't want them to do something or say something, okay, without me giving me the heads up. So, you know, I'll talk about that later in the week.
How did the quarterbacks handle that, especially Blake? I mean, he left early. He generally is always really good about speaking with us, even when things have gone bad. So
I don't know if he left early. I think because I just met with him. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to go that way with the kid. He was fine. I mean, again, it's not like he's not the quarterback. He's got to go earn it.
What positives did you see tonight, if any?
Well, I think some of the young guys, and you know, I think D.D. Westbrook showed up. I mean, he did some nice things. You know, Wilson had the pick. I thought Dixon was fighting his butt off, you know, against their first teamers. I think there's some things like that. I think there's some good things. I thought the second defense, you know, had some more penetration, had a little bit more pressure on the quarterback. You know, we'll look at that. And again, you know, special teams was big. You know, we had the penalties. Other than that, we really played clean, you know, basically clean. But again, you know, things like that ball up in the air, ball on the ground, you know, we always tell them, hey, make sure you pick up that football. These are the things that we have to do. Okay, to become a better football team.
I think Blake will respond, tested like this.
We'll see. I mean, we'll see.
Doug, what kind of a predicament is it for you as a head coach when you don't know who your quarterback is after the second preseason?
Well, it's a lot better than trying to think someone's going to, you know, be something that they're not. And it's a lot better to do it now than to wait till the season comes, in my opinion.
good to see your defense in the first half.
They understand. I told them. I said, listen, we gave up too much, many yards on the run. We didn't get any piles knocked back. We didn't get the pressure on the quarterback that we wanted. So, we've got to be able to come out and be able to do those things. I mean, that's backed up by what you saw. I'm not going to sit here and, again, I'm just going to tell you what happened.